Well, decided to take the front part of your leg. What would you call that? If you fell on something and you bruised the front part of your leg.
Yes.
Okay. You try it any other way?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. The back part of your thighs, especially midway between your knee and your butt, and you're squatting down on your what? When you squat down, and it's the back part of your thighs, and it's the upper part of your leg, and it's between your knee and your behind, where it starts. And what's that part called when you squat down on your, or you might say somebody that's lazy, say, get up off your, and get to work. Get up off your what? Besides that. It's a part of your leg. When the ground is too cold or too muddy to sit on, you might get down like this when you maybe you're inspecting the leaves on a tobacco plant or something like that, or you just have some time with a friend and you get down like this. What do you say? You're down on your what?
Leaves.
Like that. Besides
you.
Okay. All right, what about this back part? Do you have any words for that at all?
Let's see. I call them old age, didn't I?
Okay. If you say that somebody's been sick a while, and now he's able to get up and move around and get up and about, but he still looks a little bit what?
Weak.
All right, weak. What else might he look?
Thin.
Any other words? As a result of being sick. How would you say he felt? He might.
Pale.
All right, what else might you say he felt?
A lot thinner.
Okay, but the fact that he still didn't look good because he had been sick, somebody that you might say, oh, you know, she's been in bed with a real bad cold, but she's up now, but she still looks a little bit
pale.
Okay. Any other words?
Weak.
Okay. All right, if somebody is very easy to get along with and, you know, never fusses or anything like that, what might you call that person? You say he's what?
Well, I say he's kicking harder.
They're kicking harder. All right, but if somebody has a real, real good disposition and everybody likes him, because he does have such a good disposition, you say he is very...
Very nice.
Okay, anything else? Okay. What about somebody who will never spend their money, who always holds on to what he has, and what might you say he is? He's a...
He's tightwad.
Okay. If a person can lift real heavy weights and he's very robust and healthy, you might say he's what?
Strong.
Okay. What about somebody who seems to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over furniture and everything else? You say he is what?
Weak.
Okay, what else? If it's a boy, maybe that he's tall and he's, you know, he's...